A couple of years later, Dawn and I are at the BBC. We've been given an office here to write our second series. The first series went out on BBC Two and was met with mixed reviews, as they say. But thankfully, in those days, the powers that be held their nerve and gave you a second chance. We were still learning, and the chances of getting it right first time were slim. Especially if, like us, you thought you knew it all and were not going to be told. We had developed the French and Saunders characters, which was a plus. I was the misguided, bossy and generally cross one, and Dawn was the cheeky, subversive upstart. I was the one who thought she was a star, and Dawn was the one who managed to upstage me at every given opportunity, and nothing has changed. We had decided to base the first series in a studio as if we were producing our own variety show. Let the variety begin, we would say, before introducing a troupe of dancers, led by the superb comedienne Betty Marsden, who would flap their way through a clog dance to the tune of Windmill in Old Amsterdam, accompanied by our house band Raw Sex. Raw Sex was Simon Brint and Roland Riveron. They played a father and son, Ken and Dwayne Bishop. Ken, Simon, played the keyboards and was deaf, and Dwayne, Roland, played the bongos and acted hideously drunk, often actually drunk. After they had been seen live, the stage described them as musicians of almost indescribable sleaziness and technical incompetence who reduced electronics to the status of the bow and arrow. They were perfect for our show, which, we had decided, should be us looking like we didn't know what we were doing and producing something that didn't look like television.